Christ.
Edge me to God.
The light of Christ. Exalt, let them exalt the hosts of heaven. Exalt, let angel ministers of God exalt. Let the trumpet of salvation sound aloud our mighty King's triumph. Be glad, let earth be glad as glory flutter, ablaze with light from her eternal King. Let all corners of the earth be glad, knowing an end to gloom and darkness. Rejoice, let Mother Church also rejoice, arrayed with the lightning of His glory. Let this holy building shake with joy, filled with the mighty voices of the people. Just with ardent love of mind and heart, and with devoted service of our voice, to acclaim our God invisible, the Almighty Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord, His Son, His only begotten, sake paid Adam's debt to the eternal Father, and pouring out His own dear blood, wiped clean the record of our ancient sinfulness. These then are the feasts of Passover, in which is slain the Lamb, the one true Lamb, with blood anoints the doorposts of believers. This is the night.
This is the night.
When once You led our forebears, Israel's children, from slavery in Egypt, and made them pass dry shod through the Red Sea. This is the night.
This is the night.
And with the pillar of fire banished the darkness of sin. This is the night.
This is the night.
That even now throughout the world, with Christian believers apart from worldly vices and from the gloom of sin, leading them to grace and leading them to His holy ones. This is the night.
This is the night.
When Christ broke the prisoning bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld, a birth would have been no gain and were not be redeemed. O wonder of Your humble care for us, O love, O charity beyond all telling, to ransom a slave You gave away Your Son. O truly necessary sin of Adam, destroyed completely by the death of Christ. O happy fault that earned so great, so glorious a Redeemer. O truly blessed night, worthy alone to know the time and hour when Christ rose from the underworld. dazzling is the night for me, and full of gladness. The sanctifying power of this night dispels wickedness, washes fault away, restores lost innocence to the fallen, and joy to mourners, drives out hatred, fosters concord, and brings down the mighty. On this your night of grace, O Holy Father, accept this candle, a solemn offering, the work of bees and of your servants' hands, an evening sacrifice of praise, this gift from your most holy church. But now we know the praises of this pillar, which glowing fire ignites for God's honor. A fire into many flames divided, yet never dimmed by the sharing of its light. For it is fed by melting wax, drawn out by mother bees, to build a torch so precious. At night, when things of heaven are wed to those of earth, and divine to the human. Therefore, O Lord, we pray you that this candle, hallowed to the honor of your name, may persevere undimmed to overcome the darkness of the night. Receive it as a pleasing fragrance, and let it mingle with the lights of heaven. May this flame be found still burning by the morning star, the one morning star who never sets. Your Son, who coming back from death's domain, has shed his peaceful light on humanity, and lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Church, we now begin our solemn vigil. Of course, this year, as so much has happened, it's abbreviated, not able to be done in all of its fullness. We couldn't light our sacred fire, but we are going to celebrate this great good news that we have in Jesus' risen life. We now want to listen with quiet hearts to the Word of God. Let us meditate on how God in times past saved us, and in these days has sent us his Son as our Redeemer. Let us pray that God may complete this paschal work of salvation by the fullness of redemption.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while a mighty wind swept over the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw how good the light was. God then separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Thus, evening came and morning followed, the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a dome in the middle of the waters to separate one body of water from the other." And so it happened. God made the dome, and it separated the waters above the dome from the waters below it. God called the dome the sky. Evening came and morning followed, the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered into a single basin so that the dry land may appear." And so it happened. The waters under the sky were gathered into its basin, and the dry land appeared. God called the dry land the earth, and the basin of water he called the sea. God saw how good it was. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth vegetation, every kind of plant that bears seed, and every kind of fruit tree on earth that bears fruit with his seed in it." God saw how good it was. Evening came and morning followed, the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate day and night. Let them mark the fixed times, the days and the years, and serve as luminaries in the dome of the sky to shed light upon the earth." And so it happened. God made the two great lights, the greater one to govern the day and the lesser one to govern the night. And he made the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to shed light upon the earth, to govern the days and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw how good it was. Evening came and morning followed, the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters teem with an abundance of living creatures, and on the earth let birds fly beneath the dome of the sky." And so it happened. God created the great sea monsters and all kinds of swimming creatures with which the waters teemed, and all kinds of winged birds. God saw how good it was, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile, multiply, and fill the waters of the sea, and let the birds multiply on the earth." Evening came, and morning followed, the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth all kinds of living creatures, cattle, creeping things, wild animals, and all kinds of birds." And so it happened. God made all kinds of wild animals, all kinds of cattle, all kinds of creeping things of the earth. God saw how good it was. Then God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle, and over all the wild animals, and all the creatures that crawl on the ground. God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, saying, be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all living things that move on the earth. God also said, see, I give you every seed-bearing plant all over the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit on it to be your food, and to all the animals of the land, all the birds of the sea, on all the living creatures that crawl on the ground. I give all the green plants for food. And so it happened. God looked at everything he had made, and he found it to be very good. Evening came, and morning followed, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all their array were complete. Since on the seventh day, God was finished with the work he had been doing, he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had undertaken. The word of the Lord.
Glad in the Lord.
their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they're created, and you renew the face of the earth.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who are wonderful in ordering all your works, may those you have redeemed understand that there exists nothing more marvelous than the world's creation in the beginning, except that at the end of the ages, Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. God put Abraham to rest, to the test. He called to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son Isaac, your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a holocaust on a height that I will point out to you." Early the next morning, Abraham saddled his donkey, took with him his son Isaac and two of his servants as well. And with the wood that he had cut for the holocaust, set out for the place for which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham put sight of the place from afar. Then he said to his servants, "Both of you stay here with the donkey while the boy and I go on over yonder. We will worship and then come back to you." Thereupon, Abraham took the wood for the holocaust and laid it on his son Isaac's shoulders while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two walked on together, Isaac spoke to his father Abraham. "Father," Isaac said. "Yes, son," he replied. Isaac continued, "Here are the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for the holocaust?" "Son," Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the sheep for the holocaust." Then the two continued going forward. When they came to the place for which God has told them, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Next, he tied up his son Isaac and put him on top of the wood on the altar. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. Do not lay your hand on the boy, said the messenger. Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son. As Abraham looked out, he spied a ram caught by his horn on the thicket. So he went and took the ram and offered it as a holocaust in place of his son. Abraham named the site Yahweh. Hence, people now say, on the mountain the Lord will see. Again, the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did in not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of the enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command. The word of the Lord.
Forever. The delight at your right hand is forever.
O God, supreme Father of the faithful, you increase the children of your promise by pouring out the grace of adoption throughout the whole world. And through the Paschal mysteries, you make your servant Abraham father of nations, as once you swore. Grant, we pray, that your children may enter worthily into the grace to which you call them. Through Christ our Lord.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward. And you, lift up your staff and, with hand outstretched over the sea, split the sea in two, that the Israelites may pass through it on dry land. But I will make the Egyptians so obstinate that they will go in after them. Then I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and charioteers. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I receive glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and charioteers." The angel of God, who had been leading Israel's camp, now moved and went around behind them. The column of cloud also, leaving the front, took up its place behind them so that it came between the camp of the Egyptians and that of Israel. But the cloud now became dark, and thus the night passed without the rival camps coming any closer together all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea with a strong east wind throughout the night, and so turned it into dry land. When the water was thus divided, the Israelites marched into the midst of the sea on dry land, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. The Egyptians followed in pursuit. All Pharaoh's horses and chariots and charioteers went after them, right into the midst of the sea. In the night watch, just before dawn, the Lord cast through the column of the fiery cloud upon the Egyptian force a glance that threw it into a panic. And he so clogged their chariot wheels that they could hardly drive. With that, the Egyptians sounded the retreat before Israel, because the Lord was fighting for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord told Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may flow back upon the Egyptians." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn, the sea flowed back to its normal depth. The Egyptians were fleeing head on toward the sea when the Lord hurled them back into its midst. As the water flowed back, it covered the chariots and charioteers of Pharaoh's whole army, which had followed the Egyptians into the sea. Not a single one of them escaped. But the Israelites had marched on dry land through the midst of the sea, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. Thus, the Lord saved Israel on that day from the power of the Egyptians. When Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the seashore, and beheld the great power that the Lord had shown against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord and believed in him and in his servant Moses. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. The word of the Lord.
O God, who by the light of the New Testament have unlocked the meaning of wonders worked in former times, so that the Red Sea prefigures the sacred font and the nation delivered from slavery foreshadows the Christian people. Grant, we pray, that all nations, obtaining the privilege of Israel by merit of faith, may be reborn by partaking of your Spirit. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The one who has become your husband is your maker. His name is the Lord of hosts. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, called God of all the earth. The Lord calls you back, like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, a wife married in youth and then cast off, says your God. For a brief moment, I abandoned you, but with great tenderness, I will bring you back. In an outburst of wrath, for a moment, I hid my face from you, but with enduring love, I take pity on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. This is for me like the days of Noah, when I swore that the waters of Noah should never again deluge the earth. So I have sworn not to be angry with you or to rebuke you. Though the mountains leave their place and the hills be shaken, my love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord who has mercy on you. O afflicted one, storm battered and unconsoled, I lay your pavements in carnelians and your foundations in sapphires. I will make your battle mounts of rubies, your gates of carbuncles, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In justice shall you be established, far from the fear of oppression, where destruction cannot come near you. The word of the Lord.
We will draw water joyfully.
Almighty, ever-living God, sole hope of the world, who, by the preaching of your prophets, unveil the mysteries of this present age, and graciously increase the longing of your people, for only at the prompting of your grace do the faithful progress in any kind of virtue. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their land, they defiled it by their conduct and deeds. Therefore, I poured out my fury upon them, because of the blood that they poured out on the ground, and because they defiled it with idols. I scattered them among the nations, dispersing them over foreign lands, according to their conduct and deeds I judged them. But when they came among the nations, wherever they came, they served to profane my holy name, because it was said of them, "These are the people of the Lord," yet they had to leave their land. So I have relented because of my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations where they came. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, not for your sakes do I act, house of Israel, but for the sake of my holy name, which you profaned among the nations to which you came. I will prove the holiness of my great name, profaned among the nations, in whose midst you have profaned it. Thus the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when in their sight I prove my holiness through you. For I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When shall I look on the face of God?
The God who can see my Lord.
When shall I look on the face of God?
Like a lion, rainless and barren.
So do I long for my God.
Like a man far from his homeland.
So do I long for my God.
Oh, your love is better than living, and my lips shall sing your praise. In your name I lift my hands, I will bless you all my days.
Like a deer that longs for the running water, so my soul longs for you. When shall I look on the face of God?
My rock and shelter is God.
When shall I look on the face of God?
As the sky gladdens the sparrow,
so do I long for my God.
As the dawn gladdens the
so do I long for my God.
To my eyes your light is a vision, to my heart your truth you give. Peace, O God, shall lead me on to the mountain where you live.
Like a deer that God of unchanging power and eternal light, look with favor on the wondrous mystery of the whole church and serenely accomplish the work of human salvation which you plan from all eternity. May the whole world know and see that what was cast down is raised up, that what has become old is made new, and all things are restored in integrity through Christ, just as by him they came into being, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Then let us pray. Let us pray that God will be with us in these Easter days. Let us pray that Jesus, our risen Lord, will show us true life. Let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will shower abundant blessings upon us all. O God, you make this most sacred night radiant with the glory of the Lord's resurrection. Stir up in your church a spirit of adoption, so that, renewed in body and mind, we may render you undivided service. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. For if we have grown into union with him through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him, that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. For a dead person has been absolved from sin. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ. We know that Christ raised from the dead dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fill us with your love. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Solomon brought spices so they might go and anoint him. Very early when the sun has risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone has been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe. And they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You are seeking Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been risen. He is not here. Behold the place where he had laid. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Some things seem too good to be true. I mean, despite the promises, when Lucy tells Charlie Brown she's going to hold that football, it's too good to be true. When you get that email from that prince in Wakanda that he has $1 million for you if you just send your routing information, it's too good to be true. When you get that great deal on the car and you find out, oh, that's just the basic price. If you really want tires and air conditioning and a steering wheel, it's extra. And this vaccine, isn't that supposed to be good news? Well, we're still wearing masks and still keeping a social distance. News too good to be true. Which brings us to St. Mark's Gospel today. Is this news too good to be true? The man there in the empty tomb says to the women, "You should not be amazed. You're looking for Jesus the crucified. He has been raised." And they say, "We shouldn't be amazed. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? This one that we love, this one that brought the presence of God into our lives, has been raised. We have hope again after our days of sorrow and grief and loss. This is good news." But then he adds another little phrase. This Jesus has been raised. But he's not here. He's not here. You mean we can't rejoice with him? We can't celebrate with him? We can't greet him once again? He's not here. I knew it was too good to be true. I shouldn't have expected that. But that man in the tomb says one other thing. He's risen. He's not here. He's gone ahead of you. So there is cause for hope. It's not that he's gone away from us. It's that he's gone ahead of us. And maybe that kind of is the story of faith. We have to understand that he is risen. He's not here, but he's gone ahead of us. We take each of those steps. You know, we first of all start off by saying he is risen. That's the reason that we gather on this night. That's the reason we've heard the Bible stories. That's the reason that we sing and celebrate, because he is risen. In a few minutes, we're going to gather around the font with Noella and her parents and godparents, and we are, as a church, going to proclaim this faith that we have. We're going to say we believe in this God who created everything very good, and he continues to bless and fill us with grace. We believe in this Savior who has let us know that human life is not nasty, brutish, and short, but in fact, it's made for glory, is precious in God's eyes. We believe that the Spirit of God is with us, giving us the strength to do those things that we're supposed to do. So we can really get what we're saying when we say that he is risen. But we shouldn't get too comfortable saying that, because he's not here. And here is where we need him to be. Here is where we are. He's not here when we're dealing with the fact that we're killing our world, that we have this toxic political situation, that we are dealing so often with issues of hunger and poverty. He's not here when my family is hurting, when I'm filled with depression and loss, when there doesn't seem to be hope. He's not here when even our church lets us down. He's not here. Those women heard, I think, in that empty tomb, and what we all need to hear is, yes, he's not here, but he's showing us something. Remember, he told us that we have to pick up our crosses. And so if we can see how his cross earned him a crown, when we pick up our cross, even though he's not here, we have a blessed assurance of where we are ending up. And then the third step, as the young man said to the women, he's gone ahead of you. Jesus is on point. Jesus is saying, come follow me. And we know how to do it. We know how to follow him. We follow him by reaching out a hand in compassion and care for those who are hurting. We follow him whenever we give or receive forgiveness for harms that have been done. We follow him whenever We look with generosity towards our young people, helping them to grow. So we are aware that we have this good shepherd who is leading us to those green pastures where all will be well. And when we have to deal with the fact that he's not here, perhaps what we have to remember is the words of an old James Cleveland song, "Lord, help me to hold out until my change comes." Amen. Could I ask the parents and godparents to come forward with their child? And what name do you give your child?
Noella.
And what ask of God's church today for Noella? Parents, you have presented this child for baptism. In doing so, you're accepting the responsibility of raising her in the faith. So I ask you, Tom and Titi, do you accept this responsibility?
Yes, we do.
Excellent. And are you, as the godparents, willing to support these parents as their duty as a Christian parent?
We are.
Excellent. Noella, I claim you for Christ, and I sign you with the sign of the cross, and I ask your parents and godparents to do the same. Church, with one heart and one soul, let us let our prayers come to the aid of Noella, so that as she approaches the font of rebirth, the Almighty God may bestow upon her all his merciful help as we ask all the angels and saints to support her in her life of faith. anoint Noella with the oil of strength, the oil of the catechumens. Almighty and ever-living God, be present by the mysteries of your great love and send forth the spirit of adoption to create the new people brought to birth for you in the font of baptism, so that what is carried out by our humble service may be brought to fulfillment by your almighty power through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And now we bless our baptismal water. O God, who by invisible power accomplish a wondrous effect through sacramental signs, and who in many ways have prepared water, your creature, to show forth the grace of baptism. O God, your Spirit at the first moments of the world's creation hovered over the waters, so that the very substance of water would even then take to itself the power to sanctify. O God, at the outpouring of the flood, you foreshadowed regeneration, so that from mystery of one and the same element of water would come an end to vice and a new beginning of virtue. O God, you caused the children of Abraham to pass dry shod through the Red Sea, so that a chosen people set free from slavery to Pharaoh would prefigure the people of the baptized. O God, your Son, baptized by John in the waters of the Jordan, was anointed with the Holy Spirit, and as he hung upon the cross, gave forth water from the side along with the blood. And after his resurrection, commanded his disciples, go forth, teach all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Look now, we pray, upon the face of your church, and then graciously unseal for us the fountain of baptism. May this water receive the Holy Spirit by the grace of your only begotten Son, so that human nature, created in your image and washed clean through the sacrament of baptism from all the squalor of the life of old, may be found worthy to rise to the life of the newborn children through water and the Spirit. May the power of the Holy Spirit, O Lord, we pray, come down through your Son into the fullness of this font, so that all who are buried with Christ in a death like his through baptism may rise again to life with him who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Springs of water, bless the Lord. Springs of water, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Tom and Titi, you have presented this child for baptism. You wish to raise her in the faith with your family and friends to support you, with your godparents at your side. I ask you now to join with this church and renew the vows of your own baptism, because this is the faith. This is the faith in which Noella will be baptized. And we'll all join together and stand as we sing together our baptismal vows. Reject all sin.
Certainly, Lord.
Do you reject all evil?
Certainly, Lord.
Do you reject the devil?
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, Lord. Certainly, Lord.
Do you believe in God?
Certainly, Lord.
The Father Almighty?
Certainly, Lord.
The Creator of of all that is.
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Certainly, Lord.
God's only Son.
Certainly, Lord.
Who was born of Mary.
Certainly, Lord.
The Spirit,
certainly, Lord.
And God's holy church,
certainly, Lord.
And the resurrection,
certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe in forgiveness,
certainly, Lord.
And life everlasting,
certainly, Lord.
And all communion,
certainly, Lord.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. And we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so is it your will that Noella should be baptized in this faith we have just professed with you?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so we can lean her head down. We can grab a little towel here. So Noella, I baptize you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And let the church say,
Amen. Amen.
Newly baptized Christian is an important part of our community, of our church, of our world, because she is a priest. She lifts up God's holy people to the throne of grace. She is a prophet. She brings God's word into the world, God's life. And she's a queen who will make this look more and more as God intends it to look. And so we wish to anoint her as a priest. With this holy oil, we anoint her as a prophet. May she always bless us, and we anoint her as a queen. So, Father of our Lord Jesus, you free us from sin and give us new birth by water and the Spirit. And you welcome your holy people. You now are anointed with the chrism of salvation as Christ was anointed. So may you live as a member of his body, sharing eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
So, Noella, you have become a new creation and have clothed yourself in Christ. Receive this baptismal garment and bring it unstained to the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus so that you may live forever and ever.
Amen.
Church, I give you our new Christian here, Noella. Ordinarily, at this point, we would all approach the font so that we might bless ourselves, which you can't do that now, so I'm going to sprinkle you with the holy baptismal water. We can do that, so.
In the water, children.
baptized into Christ and anointed with the Holy Spirit, we now join our prayers with Jesus the High Priest and interceding for the needs of our world.
That the church on this night upon which dawns the resurrected Lord may be healed of its sinfulness and renewed in its mission of living out the gospel, extending God's love, mercy, and truth across the earth. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations, that they might pursue peace and reconciliation with their neighbors, and justice and opportunity for all their citizens, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the newly baptized members of the church around the world, especially Noella, as their new life in the Lord brings new life to the church and the world around them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Christians throughout the world, that we might continually seek unity in our one Lord, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all of us here tonight, that we may be unafraid as we go and tell the world that our Savior has been raised and that we continually live in the newness of life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, may they soon behold the face of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the name of our risen Lord Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
He is Lord.
us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Praise the glory of God's name for our good, the good of all the Holy Church. Accept, we ask, O Lord, the prayers of your people with the sacred offerings, that what has begun in the Paschal mystery may, by the working of your power, bring us to the healing of eternity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts, and let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation at all times to acclaim you, but on this night, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He is the true Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. By dying, he destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, you are the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you. Eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
This bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of Jesus' life, death, and glorious resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks. You have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring us to the fullness of charity together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle, Saint James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus, who gives us every good gift. through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours now.
Lord Jesus, the day you rose from the dead, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the risen Lord be with each one of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
The wave, giving the wave. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Please follow the direction of the ushers coming to communion and keep social distance. You will have your hands sanitized, and then you can step and approach the altar. I will give you the host. Take a step to your right. You can remove your mask at that point, receive the host, and then follow the arrow back to your seat.
connected here.
Jesus, my Savior, plainly they seal the dead. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave he arose, with a mighty trial for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Let us pray. Pour out on us, O Lord, the spirit of your love, and in your kindness make those you have nourished by this Paschal sacrament one in heart and mind, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Just a word of thanks to all of you for sharing in this celebration tonight. Thanks for all those who made it possible, Darren and Avis, who make decorations so beautiful, our choir, which works so hard. And our virtual choir, Dan, I don't know how you do that. It's amazing. What can I say? And let's not forget our DJ who made it all seem so seamless tonight. So could I ask the parents and godparents to come forward? Come on down. I want everyone at Zoom to be able to see you, so come on down. Here we go, and we're going to look at the camera. There we go, so everyone can see only how beautiful everyone looks. So receive the light of Christ. Godfather, if you could take that. Parents and godparents, this light has been entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. Keep the flame of faith alive in your heart and share it with your children, so that one day you can join with them in praising God's name forever and ever.
Amen.
So let's bow our heads and pray a blessing. I'd like to give a blessing, first of all, to this mother. So, Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless the mother of this child. She now rejoices in the birth of her child. May she always rejoice that her child is by her side, and show her by word and example the new life she has in God. And we ask this, and may the church say,
Amen.
And we bless the father of this child. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless this father. May he always be filled with grace and hope as he shares the faith with his children. May he and his wife be the best of teachers, raising these children in the faith and helping them come to glory. And let the church say,
Amen.
Amen.
And we all bow our heads. And so, Heavenly Father, we ask on this Easter night that we can remember how blessed we are to have such a Savior who loves us, who transforms us, who makes us a new creation. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Bless us and give us hope in a dark time. And let the church say,
Amen.
And may the blessing of God come down upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.